From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Chinese admiral vows Beijing won't be isolated. A senior Chinese military official today rejected the U.S. Defense Secretary's assertion made the previous day that Beijing faces erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Admiral Sun Jingao of the People's Liberation Army said, quote, "We were not isolated in the past. We are not isolated now. We will not be isolated in the future," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking to reporters in Mongolia today, said Washington would consider any Chinese establishment of an air defense zone over the South China Sea to be a provocative and destabilizing act. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Residents of Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, signed a book of condolences at the Ali Center. Hamza Shah was among them.
As a Muslim, I think it's definitely important for us that we have such a person in the respected world of that's known to everybody, that gives us a good image. With the stuff going on these days, most of the time you see in the media, there's a bad image of Muslims. The one person that we can definitely get a good image of was Muhammad Ali, and he portrayed what the real Islam is.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, became a Muslim early in his career, in which he won three heavyweight boxing titles. From Washington, this is VOA News.